it's on two wheels or four wheels, he's got you covered. The Motorsport Report with Wade Oringer on Sunraiser's 97.9 Triple M.
Very good morning to you, Wade-O.
Morning to you, Matt. I almost forgot it was Friday, mate, because it's such a weird day with a public holiday.
Very true, mate, very true. Now, look, plenty to talk about when it comes to motorsport. Will McLaughlin could be a full-time IndyCar man, is that right?
Yeah, well, that's a big question. The opportunity apparently is possibly on the table for him. Of course, he races in St. Petersburg in Florida this coming weekend with the Penske IndyCar team. Roger Penske has come out and said he'll make a decision in the next 30 days as to whether McLaughlin returns to America in 2021 as a full-time IndyCar driver. There's conflicting reports as to who makes that decision. Roger's come out and said it's up to Scott. Geez, if it was up to Scott, he'd be there now, wouldn't he? So very, very exciting opportunity for Scotty McLaughlin, mate.
Formula One, Kevin Magnussen. It's all over Red Rover, is it, for the Haas Formula One team?
Him and Romain Grosjean are both leaving the Haas Formula One team for 2021. So basically it's an all-new lineup for next year with the Haas Formula One team. I have no idea who that's going to be, who's still available, or who will come out of the blue with that situation, but certainly been a really interesting time for Formula One, hasn't it, with the new lineups ahead for next year.
Now, the World Under 21 champion, Jamin Lidsey, is rumoured to be home mid-next month, is he?
That's the talk. We're hoping that the World Under 21 champ will be back by mid-November and back in his home of Redcliffs with his family, and we can celebrate this remarkable young Speedway rider's incredible result in the recent World Under 21 championship. So, fingers crossed, he'll be back from Poland mid-next month, and I'd love to get him on the motorsport show with you, mate, and have a bit of a chat, because what a young champion he is.
He certainly is, mate. Now, the Grand Annual Sprint Car Classic, what's happening there?
Nothing. To put it bluntly, it's the Warrnambool Classic. The idea of it being the Classic has been shelved, and that's not surprising. We kind of all expected that with all of the border restrictions from, you know, the teams that travel not only from all over Australia, but from America as well, the massive part of that. So Premier Speedway Warrnambool's announced that it will be a two-night event. It won't be the Classic. It will have some very good prize money, and drivers will be invited to race from different places, but I don't think we'll see any Americans because of the restrictions. But hey, at least they're going to be racing that weekend and then roll on 2022 with the Classic.
All right, the supercars. Garth Tender, is he the best, the greatest WA driver?
I think he is, Matt. I think with four Bathurst 1000 wins, plus over 30 supercar wins, plus the championship as well, I think he's the best there's ever been. A lot of my friends are coming out saying, oh, what about Daniel Ricciardo? I'm like, well, yeah, Ricciardo's awesome. He's won the Monaco Grand Prix and all that good stuff, but I don't think you can stack up a few Grand Prix wins at this early point in Daniel's career and compare it to a remarkable career that Garth Tander has had. So it got people a bit up and about on social media, but I personally believe after his performance last weekend, it makes him the greatest sandgraper of all time, Matt.
And very quickly, you've got to say congratulations to Cam Waters. Stellar effort in the Bathurst 1000, second in the Supercar Championship, second on the podium for the race itself. Fantastic, wasn't it?
How good is he, mate? And he's just a good Mildura boy, and not only that, he drives a badass Ford. So he ticks all the boxes for me, mate. Champion person, great result, and paid homage to his team. Did a great job without the cool suit as well. Can't wait for him to eventually get back to Mildura as well, so we can celebrate him as the local hero as well, buddy. What a photo that would be with Cam Waters and Jamin Lidsey if we can get organised.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Always good to catch up with you, Wade. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll catch up again next week. Wade Oringer with the Motorsport Report, Triple M.